Cardiac stem cell therapies for heart failure treatment. Human life is dependent upon the heart's ability to pump forcefully and frequently enough, but heart failure signs can disturb its normal function. Most humans cannot live more than 4 minutes without a heartbeat or continuous blood flow. At that time, brain cells begin to die because they lack adequately oxygenated blood flow. The human adult body requires, on average, 5.0 liters of recirculated blood per minute. In the cardiology field, this metric is called the cardiac output, which is calculated as stroke volume, SV, x heart rate, HR. Another key metric is a patient's ejection fraction, F%. A patient's F tells a cardiologist and other physicians if his or her heart is functioning normally or low normally. It is a measurement of one's heart contraction, with the normal F range being 55 to 70%. This number can also be combined with a patient's heart rate to provide physicians with a baseline of a patient's cardiac status. A normal range for an adult is 60 to 100 beats per minute, and this can be significantly higher during a normal pregnancy. Heart failure signs, what you should know. In this article, why do cardiac metrics matter? Lifestyle and health implications of low cardiac function. Treatment options for congestive heart failure, CHF. A paradigm shift, cardiac stem cell treatments. Trend toward acceptance of cardiac stem cell therapies. What does the future hold for cardiac stem cell therapies? Additional resources about cardiac stem cell therapies. Why do cardiac metrics matter? Why do cardiac metrics matter? Cardiac stem cell therapies, the next revolution in heart failure treatment. For a cardiologist, cardiac metrics indicate if their services are required and allow them to sign off on preoperative cardiac clearances. For other physicians, it tells them if the organ which they specialize in is being perfused adequately. For example, a nephrologist would be interested to know kidney perfusion. It can also indicate the degree to which decreased heart function may affect the severity or spread of disease. When the heart fails to contract forcefully enough and its performance decreases to the point where its ability to circulate blood adequately is compromised, the F% falls below 40%, this is considered heart failure. The clinical parameters of heart failure are clearly defined by the New York Heart Association, NYHA, which places patients in NYHA class 3 and 4 into the heart failure category. An echocardiogram, often called an echo, as opposed to an electrocardiogram, EKG or ECG, allows technicians and physicians to visualize the beating heart. Video clips of the heart contracting are digitally recorded, and a patient's FN cardiac output, CO, can be measured with several diagnostic tools, fractional shortening via 2D or M-mode measurements and Simpson's method via 2D and 3D quantification, on a cardiovascular ultrasound system. When an experienced echo tech or cardiologist views a failing heart, it is immediately apparent. If you have experience reading echocardiograms, you can see that the heart walls or heart muscles, myocardium, are not contracting as vigorously as they should. For students who are learning about the field of cardiology or working on research-heavy projects, a deep understanding of the topic can make a significant difference. In these situations, collaborating on capstone project writing with SAPRO may streamline this process. Students can also benefit from being writers. Lifestyle and health implications of low cardiac function. For patients with a 5% F range, any physical movement is extremely strenuous, and they can go into cardiac arrest at any moment, which is why they are usually on cardiac telemetry in a hospital setting. Most likely, a patient with 5% F range would be awaiting a heart transplant, unless there is a medical condition preventing them from being eligible. Once a patient falls into the heart failure range, they will be lethargic and have severe limits on activities. Other clinical manifestations of heart failure can include peripheral edema, i.e. swelling in the feet, legs, ankles, or stomach, pulmonary edema, and shortness of breath. In many cases, this can lead to depression. In evaluating the frequency of heart failure in the U.S., statistics from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, CDC, find that approximately 5.7 million adults are afflicted with this condition. Additionally, care for congestive heart failure costs an estimated $30.7 billion per year. Furthermore, the mortality rates of patients suffering from heart failure indicate its clinical severity. with 1 in 5 patients with this condition dying within a year of receiving the diagnosis. Treatment options for congestive heart failure, CHF. A patient experiencing severe heart failure has limited treatment options, which are expensive, complicated, and have major lifestyle implications. These limited options include pharmacological therapies, left ventricular assist device, LVAD, placement, a device used while awaiting a heart transplant. Heart transplant. There are only 2,000 harvested hearts available for transplant every year in the U.S., and a heart transplanted may be rejected by the patient's body. Consequently, physicians need more effective weapons for treating heart failure in order to improve patients' lives and reduce healthcare-related costs. CHF patients have disproportionate hospital readmission rates when compared to other major diseases. A paradigm shift, cardiac stem cell treatments. Enter in the growing field of cardiac stem cell treatments, which introduce fundamentally new treatment options for heart failure patients. In cardiac stem cell treatments, stem cells are taken from a patient's bone marrow or fat tissue in a sterile surgical procedure and injected via catheter wire into infarcted or poorly contracting muscular segments of the heart's main pumping chamber, the left ventricle, LV. Over the course of a few months, the stem cells impact myocardial cells and begin to improve the contractility of the affected segments, most likely through paracrine signaling mechanisms and impacting the local microenvironment. This can bring a patient's F to low normal or even normal levels. As a result, a patient can live a more normal life and return to many activities. A very early clinical trial aimed at evaluating the potential and effectiveness of cardiac stem cell therapy in humans was conducted in 2006 utilizing a commercial product, Vecellier. The parameters and results of this trial were documented in the American Heart Association Circulation, Abstract 3682. Treatment of patients with severe angina pectoris using intracoronarily injected autologous bloodborne angiogenic cell precursors. The subjects of this trial received an intracoronary injection of Vecellier, an autologous angiogenic cell precursor, ACP-based product. The authors drew their conclusion regarding this study. Vecellier therapy for chronic stable angina seems to be safe and improves anginal symptoms at 3 and 6 months. Larger studies are being initiated to evaluate the benefit of Vecellier for the treatment of this and additional severe heart diseases. Source, Tresukasal et al. Abstract 3682, treatment of patients with severe angina pectoris using intracoronarily injected autologous bloodborne angiogenic cell precursors. Circulation. October 31, 2006. Volume 114. Issue Supple 18. Another early cardiac stem cell clinical trial was performed in 2009 by a Cedars-Sinai team based on technologies and discoveries made by Eduardo Mirbon, MD, PhD, and led by Raj Makkar, MD. In this study, they explored the safety of harvesting, expanding, and administering a patient's cardiac stem cells to repair heart tissue injured by myocardial infarction. Recently, the American College of Cardiology, ACC, also announced results of a groundbreaking clinical study to evaluate the efficacy and effectiveness of cardiac stem cell treatment for heart failure patients. As stated by Timothy Henry, MD, Director of Cardiology at Cedars-Sinai Heart Institute and one of the study's lead authors, this is the largest double-blind, placebo-controlled stem cell trial for treatment of heart failure to be presented. Based on these positive results, we are encouraged that this is an attractive potential therapy for patients with class 3 and class 4 heart failure. Additionally, Dr. Charles Goldthwaite Jr. published a white paper titled, Mending a Broken Heart? Stem Cells and Cardiac Repair, in which he draws the conclusion, given the worldwide prevalence of cardiac dysfunction and the limited availability of tissue for cardiac transplantation, stem cells could ultimately fulfill a large-scale unmet clinical need and improve the quality of life for millions of people with CVD. However, the use of these cells in this setting is currently in its infancy. Much remains to be learned about the mechanisms by which stem cells repair and regenerate myocardium, the optimal cell types and modes of their delivery, and the safety issues that will accompany their use. Trend toward acceptance of cardiac stem cell therapies. Clearly, there is a trend toward acceptance of cardiac stem cell therapies as an emerging treatment option. Several world-renowned institutes are now conducting clinical studies involving cardiac stem cell treatment, as well as applying for intellectual property protection, patents, pertaining to the techniques required in administrating the therapies. The key questions at this point in time appear to be: what is the best technique or approach for cardiac stem cell therapy administration? How long will it take for treatments to get approved by the US FDA and become available? How will treatments perform in terms of long-term outcomes for heart failure patients receiving the treatment? When cardiac stem and progenitor cells are administered, what mechanisms of action support repair? An important white paper pertaining to cardiac stem cells is ischemic cardiomyopathy patients treated with autologous angiogenic and cardioregenerative progenitor cells, written by Dr. Athena Kiritsis, et al. In it, the physicians describe their objective as investigating the feasibility, safety, and clinical outcome of patients with ischemic cardiomyopathy treated with autologous angiogenic and cardioregenerative progenitor cells, ACPs. The researchers state, in numerous human trials there is evidence of improvement in the ejection fractions of cardiomyopathy patients treated with ACPs. Animal experiments not only show improvement in cardiac function, but also in engraftment and differentiation of ACPs into cardiomyocytes, as well as neovascularization in infarcted myocardium. In our clinical experience, the process has shown to be safe as well as effective. The authors also found that patients treated with this approach gained increases in cardiac ejection fraction from their starting measurements, with improvements in their cardiac ejection fraction of 21 points, 75% increase, at rest and 28.5 points, 80% increase, at stress. As a result of these findings, the authors conclude, ACPs can improve the ejection fraction in patients with severely reduced cardiac function with benefits sustained to 6 months. What does the future hold for cardiac stem cell therapies? In the practice of medicine, the focus should be on delivering excellent care to patients. If there are cardiac stem cell treatments available, then regulatory obstacles should be removed when sufficient clinical trial evidence has been provided to indicate safety and efficacy. Cardiologist Zanos Grekos, MD, a pioneer in cardiac stem cell therapy since 2006, points to the vastly untapped promise of related therapies, commenting, "Those of us that have been involved with cardiac stem cell treatment for the last 10 plus years can see the incredible potential this approach has. Today, the U.S. healthcare system is under enormous pressure to deliver affordable healthcare to a growing population of patients, especially those who are fully or partially covered under Medicare or Medicaid. Many have secondary coverage. Although we are in the infancy of its development, cardiac stem cell treatments represent a potentially powerful treatment alternative to patients with heart failure symptoms. What questions do you have about this evolving area of medicine? Ask them in comments below." Author, Clifford M. Thornton, is a certified cardiovascular technologist, experienced echocardiographer technician, and journalist in the cardiac and medical device fields. Email, clifford.thornton@gmail.com. If you found this blog valuable, subscribe to BioInformant Stem Cell Industry Updates.